教会的牧师。
So thank you everyone for joining me on my ordination last week. If you came, I really appreciated all of your support, and I was really blessed to have all of you there.
真的是很感谢大家，很多位都来到我们上个礼拜的就职典礼，很感谢大家的支持，大家的鼓励。
I'm just going to share with you some really quick Bible verses, but most of the sermon, you actually saw most of the sermon. It was the baptism was the sermon, really.
因为今天的时间比较简短，所以说会很快的跟大家介绍几段经文。可是其实圣诞的意义今天已经见证到了，那就是因人信主而得救洗礼。
So it'll be Christmas in a few more days.
再过几天就是圣诞节了。
And this is the day that we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
那在这一天当中，我们要庆祝主耶稣的诞生。
And for most of us, it's a time of joy and time of celebration. We get to share gifts with our friends and our family.
对我们大部分来说，这个是一个喜庆的日子，佳节，大家交换礼物。
And I always remember as a kid, I would always look forward to the gifts during Christmas.
我回想，当我做孩子的时候，我最盼望的就是这一天，因为我可以有礼物。
But did you know that during the time of Jesus, the Jews were also expecting a gift from God?
你知道那时候犹太人那个年代，他们也是在等候期盼一个上帝给他们的礼物。
They didn't have Christmas back then, but did you know that God had promised them a present?
那时候他们虽然没有圣诞节，可是你知道那时候上帝也应许给他们一个礼物。
And the Bible calls this I'll call it a Christmas gift. The Bible calls this Christmas gift the Messiah.
我叫他为圣诞礼物，可是圣经叫他为弥赛亚。
The Messiah was going to be the savior of the people, the Jewish people, and of the world.
弥赛亚就是那一位拯救所有犹太人和世人的那一位。
And if you look at some of the prophecies of the Old Testament of the Messiah, you'll realize just how wonderful of a Christmas gift the Messiah was going to be.
如果说你仔细看一看旧约圣经里面的预言，你就会知道这个圣诞礼物，这个弥赛亚是何等的宝贵。
This is just a few things that the Messiah would do. Number one, he would crush the devil and evil. Number two, he would be a prophet who spoke God's word to us. And number three, he would suffer and die for the sins of the world.
这个弥赛亚所赐给世人的礼物包括了粉碎魔鬼、传达神话语的先知，并且为世人的罪受苦与死。
And just like I was waiting for my Christmas presents, the Jewish people were waiting for this Christmas present with anticipation as well.
就好像我等候我的圣诞礼物，那时候当代的犹太人也在等待这位弥赛亚这个礼物。
And it's no wonder this Christmas present beats any Christmas present that I could ever get.
那也难怪了，这个礼物，弥赛亚这个礼物，可远远的好过我能够得到的任何礼物。
And finally, God's present to the world and to his people came when he sent his son Jesus to be born here on earth.
那神给世人最好的礼物就是他自己的亲生儿子降世到世界。
I'd like to share from Romans chapter 5, verse 1-8.
我要跟大家分享罗马书第五章第一、第二节。
And as I share this passage, I want to tell you about some Christmas presents that God has for all of you.
那当我跟大家分享这个经文的时候，也想跟大家分享上帝给你们的礼物。
So in verse 1 and 2, Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And the first Christmas present in this verse that you receive is peace with God.
那根据这段经文，第一份礼物你所收到的就是与神和好。
Now this is not just a peace where you're just on vacation and you have a lot of peace. That's not this kind of peace.
这里所讲的那种平安，不是去旅游啊那种的欢欢喜喜的平安。
This is a peace that comes from, I guess I can explain it this way. Paul in the previous chapters tells us that we used to be enemies of God.
那在之前的这几章呢，保罗就解释了，其实当时的世人是与神为敌的。
All of us were sinners, and all of us did things that were opposite to the will of God.
我们每一个人都犯罪，而且做了很多敌对神的事情。
And because of that, our actions fought against God. Our actions were not in line with God, and we were enemies.
所以说，我们的行为是不合神的心意，而且是不蒙神所喜悦。
But because Jesus came and he died for our sins and he forgave us of our sins, we can have peace together.
可是因为耶稣基督的降生来到了世界，所以说做了一个赎罪祭，使我们能再次跟神和好。
When this is this picture of two people fighting and finally they're not fighting anymore because they're at peace with one another.
就好像两个人打架，然后之后呢，终于两个人和好了。
That's what God, Jesus has given to us, peace with God. We stop fighting God.
这就是耶稣基督其中的一个礼物给我们，就是我们不再需要与神为敌。
Now, the second Christmas gift that's found in this verse is access to God.
第二份礼物呢，就是通往神的管道。
So we become children of God when we come to faith in Jesus.
当我们接受主耶稣为我们的救主的时候，我们成为神的儿女。
We're accepted into his family. We are his sons and daughters.
我们被接纳到神的大家庭，成为他的儿女。
And we have access to through him, we have access to God through an ancient practice called prayer.
我们可以借着祷告，能够亲近神，与神相通。
We can now talk with God.
甚至可以跟神好像面对面一般的讲话。
And we have this access to the one who created this earth, the one who created all the animals, all the plants, all the planets, everything. We have access and we have a friendship with that person.
我们竟然能够与这创造宇宙、创造这个动物、植物各项万物的这一位神，我们竟然能够跟他能够相通。
Have you ever had access to, or were you ever friends with someone who's very powerful, very well known? Have you ever been friends with someone like that?
不知道在座的各位有没有经验，就是跟某某的很有权势的人有关系。
The only person, the best well-known person that I know of is actually my dad.
我所认识的最有名的人就是我的爹。
And I didn't know he was well-known.
我并不知道他很有名。
The first time people said, "Oh, you're Pastor Lai's son. Nice to meet you." The first couple of times, I thought, "Oh, this person is just trying to be nice and saying hello."
人家当人家说，哦，你就是赖牧师的儿子。我不以为是怎么样，我以为他们只是要表达友好。
But after maybe a couple hundred times of that happening, I realized that maybe I wondered why does everybody know.Who I am, that's kind of weird.
几百次过后，我就觉得，哎，这有点蹊跷。为什么他们会认识我呢？
And I realized that I had access, and I had a friend. My father was the one who was well known, and I was getting all of this associated recognition.
结果是因为我沾了我爸爸的光，所以说呢，人家也就认识我了。
One time when my brother and I went to Hong Kong and we got ping pong paddles as presents just because we were Pastor Lai's sons.
有一次我跟我的哥哥去香港，然后人家就送了我们一对的乒乓球拍，就是因为说我们是赖牧师的儿子。
I couldn't believe that just because I was Pastor Lai's son, I could have all these gifts and extra blessings.
我都从来没有想到，就是身为赖牧师的儿子，还有这么多好康的事情。
But you have a heavenly father who can give you more than just ping pong paddles.
可是你有一个在天上的父亲，给你的可多过于乒乓球拍呢。
You have access and you have a friendship with a father who created everything, who can give you anything.
你有一个关系，而且有一个管道到那天父那里，是那一位可以给你所有一切的父亲。
And that's God's Christmas present to you.
而这就是神给你的一个礼物，就是你可以通往他那里去。
You're part of the family.
你是家庭的一部分。
You're his son and you're his daughter.
你是他的儿子跟女儿。
Third thing that he gives to us.
第三件事情他所给我们的。
Romans 5:3-4 it says, Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And the third present for you is joy in suffering.
第三个礼物给你的就是患难中的喜乐。
Now, joy and suffering usually are not in the same sentence.
好像患难跟喜乐好像对不到一块儿去。
They're usually opposite things.
他们往往是对立的。
So when Paul says that he finds glory in his suffering or joy in his, it can be translated joy in his suffering, it doesn't quite make sense all the time.
所以说，当保罗说他在患难中有喜乐，好像听起来不太对路。
But this kind of joy in suffering can only be found through Jesus.
可是这般的喜乐只有从耶稣那里才能得到。
It's a joy that comes from depending on God, trusting in Him, and knowing that He's the only one who can take you through the pain and through the suffering.
这种喜乐是只有从依靠、相信、仰望耶稣才能够得到的。
My sister experienced this third thing very well.
我的妹妹曾经就是经历过这般的喜乐。
On June 8, 1992, she was on her way to a youth retreat.
在1992年的6月8号，她正要去一个青年退休会的时候。
Her van that was carrying her was hit by a cement truck.
他们所坐的这个小客车呢，就被一个水泥车给撞了。
Four of her friends died that day.
那天，他四个小同伴就死掉了。
Her youth counselor died that day.
他的青年辅导也死了。
And she suffered first degree burns on her body.
而我自己的妹妹呢，也是第一度的灼伤。
She spent many weeks in the hospital recovering.
之后，她住了医院好几个星期。
Now fast forward into 2006.
如果说我们快转14年后2006年
2006? 2006. So that was 1992. Now I'm going to tell a story in 2006.
Okay, 所以说2006年。
My sister is pregnant with her first child.
所以说我的妹妹第一次怀孕。
She goes into labor on June 6, 2006.
结果呢她开始呢阵痛呢就是6月6号2006年。
And she prays to God, God, it would be really nice if my son was not born on 666. It's a very bad number.
她就求神，拜托拜托，不要让我的儿子在6月6号2006年生，因为太多6了，这个数字不好。
So God answered her prayer.
所以说神就回应她的祷告。
And she goes into 40 hours of labor.
结果她就生产了40个钟头。
And my nephew is born on June 8th.2006.
结果果真我的侄子6月8号生了。
But June 8th is the same date as the van accident.
可是6月8号就是那些发生重大事故的同一天。
The day that her son was born was the same day that she suffered this van accident.
她的儿子在这一天生，同时也是她那一天多年前受到这么大的一个创伤。
She didn't realize until she had to celebrate the first birthday.
她迷迷糊糊的，直到她需要给孩子庆祝一岁生日的时候。
And that morning, she had to grieve with her friends that went through the car accident. And then that afternoon, she had to put on a wonderful birthday party for her son.
那天她才搞清楚，上午的时候她满心的痛苦，来回念回想她所失去的朋友。可是下午的时候，她就穿上了漂漂亮亮的衣服，来庆祝儿子的生日。
And this is the joy and suffering that Paul is talking about.
这个就是保罗所说的患难中的喜乐。
The joy that comes from depending on God and trusting in Him.
这个喜乐是来自于倚靠仰望神。
The joy that Even despite the pain and the loss, we can go to Him and we can find that He's there for us.
即使有那么多的失痛、伤痛，可是我们可以到上帝那里寻求他的安慰。
So So this Christmas, there's three presents for you to open.
所以说这个圣诞节有三个礼物给你们。
If you're a Christian here, you probably open these presents many times in your life.
如果你已经是基督徒，可能你已经开过这三个礼物很多次了。
You've probably opened peace with God, you've opened your access with God, and you've opened that joy in suffering.
你开了那和好、那管道，还有那喜乐的礼物。
But if you're not a Christian here today, you still have a present under the Christmas tree.
可是如果你还不是一个基督徒，你有一个礼物在圣诞树下等着你。
It's God's present to you.
就是上帝给你的礼物。
And it's the gift of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
That if you put your trust and your faith in Him, you will be forgiven of your sins, and you will enter into a relationship with Him.
如果你相信他，依靠他，那你就可以得到这样一个特殊的关系。
And you will receive God's presence this Christmas.
你就会在这个圣诞节得到上帝的礼物。
I invite you all to pray with me.
邀请大家跟我一起祷告。
Father, thank you so much that you've given your Son Jesus.To be born Christmas.
天父，我们何等的感恩，你的爱子耶稣基督为我们而降生。
God, we thank you for your gifts, the gift of peace, the gift of access, and the gift of joy, even in the midst of our suffering.
谢谢你，即使在人生的患难当中，你给了我们和好，给了我们管道，还有那喜乐的祝福。
And as we open those gifts this Christmas and the rest of our life, we pray and we thank you.For everything that you've done for us.
当我们在我们的人生还有这个圣诞节打开这三份礼物的时候，我们满心的感谢。
Help us to remember you, especially this Christmas.
特别在这个圣诞季节当中，求你帮助我们来纪念，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求，阿门。